Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Types of Cloud Models. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Cloud Computing in the Cloud Computing Fundamentals for Business Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the different types of cloud models, specifically focusing on public, private, and hybrid clouds. We will also discuss the advantages and disadvantages of each model, as well as real-world examples of how these models are implemented in businesses. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to distinguish between the various cloud models and understand their appropriate use cases. Main content overview of public, private, and hybrid cloud models. Cloud computing has transformed how businesses operate by providing flexible, scalable, and cost-effective solutions. There are three primary cloud models that organizations can utilize. Public cloud. A public cloud is a service offered over the public internet and is available to anyone who wants to purchase it. Major providers include Amazon Web Services, AWS, Microsoft Azure, and Google Cloud. These services are hosted on shared infrastructure, which means the resources are used by multiple organizations. This model is often ideal for businesses looking to minimize costs and maximize scalability. Private cloud. In contrast, a private cloud is exclusively used by a single organization. This model can be hosted either on-site or by a third-party provider. It offers greater control, security, and customization, as the resources are not shared with other organizations. Companies in regulated industries, such as finance or healthcare, often prefer private clouds due to the increased security and compliance options. Hybrid cloud. A hybrid cloud combines elements of both public and private clouds, allowing businesses to leverage the benefits of both models. This setup enables organizations to maintain critical data on a private cloud while utilizing public cloud resources for less sensitive operations. This flexibility helps businesses optimize costs and resource usage effectively. Advantages and disadvantages of each model. Understanding the advantages and disadvantages of each cloud model will help you determine which one is best suited for your organization's needs. Public cloud advantages: cost-effective, no need for capital investment in infrastructure. Pay-as-you-go pricing means you only pay for what you use. Scalability: easily scale resources up or down based on demand, accommodating fluctuating workloads. Maintenance-free. The cloud provider manages updates and maintenance, allowing your team to focus on core activities. Disadvantages: limited control, less control over data and security, which may not be suitable for businesses with strict compliance requirements. Shared resources: potential performance issues due to shared infrastructure with other users, especially during peak usage times. Private cloud advantages: enhanced security. Greater control over data and security protocols, making it ideal for organizations handling sensitive information. Customization. Tailor the infrastructure to meet specific business needs, ensuring optimal performance for applications. Disadvantages. Higher costs, requires significant capital investment, as well as ongoing maintenance expenses. Limited scalability. Scaling can be more challenging compared to public clouds, as it may require additional hardware investments. Hybrid cloud advantages: flexibility, ability to choose where to host applications and data, allowing businesses to adjust according to their needs. Cost efficiency: optimize costs by using public cloud resources for non-sensitive data and private cloud for critical operations. Disadvantages: complex management, requires expertise to manage and integrate both public and private environments effectively. Potential security risks. The complexity of managing multiple environments can introduce security vulnerabilities if not handled properly. Real-world examples of cloud model implementations to illustrate how these cloud models are utilized. In practice, consider the following examples relevant to startup businesses. Public cloud example. A startup focused on e-commerce may choose a public cloud solution to host its website and online store. By leveraging AWS, the company can quickly scale its resources during peak shopping seasons without incurring the costs of maintaining physical servers. This allows the startup to innovate and adapt to market changes rapidly. Private cloud example: A fintech startup handling sensitive customer data may implement a private cloud solution. This allows the company to maintain strict control over its data security while ensuring compliance with financial regulations. For instance, using a private cloud can help the startup establish a secure environment for transactions and customer information. Hybrid cloud example: a healthcare startup might adopt a hybrid cloud model, keeping patient records secure in a private cloud while utilizing public cloud services for analytics and data processing. This way, the company can benefit from powerful computing resources while ensuring sensitive information remains protected. The hybrid model allows for efficient patient data management alongside advanced analytical capabilities. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the three primary cloud models, public, private, and hybrid. We discussed the advantages and disadvantages of each model and provided real-world examples to illustrate their applications in startup environments. By understanding these cloud models, you can make informed decisions about which is best suited for your organization's needs. In the next lesson, we will delve deeper into cloud security and compliance considerations, essential for leveraging cloud computing effectively. Reflection questions: what are the key factors you would consider when choosing between a public and private cloud for your startup? How can a hybrid cloud model enhance flexibility in your business operations? In what ways do the advantages of a public cloud align with the goals of a startup in a competitive market?